Hey, this is Matt with the Rockstar Unplugged Podcast, and today we're going to talk about, would you take $100?
My name is Matt Koenig.
And I'm Chris Spear.
And we're part of a new breed of sales and leadership professionals creating a movement
that you've probably never even heard of before.
We're waging war against 50 years of old school thinking through a radical movement filled with people just like you who want to lead the change.
We have to do things differently.
We have to do things smarter.
We have to do things better.
We are the Rockstar Movement.
And these are our stories.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being here on the show. Listen, what I want to share with you today, I heard this analogy and I was like, you know what? This is worth turning into a podcast. And it's not going to be a long one, but I'm confident it's going to be a valuable one for you. It definitely was for me what I heard. So let me just let's put this out there, okay? So here's what I heard, all right? I heard someone talking to a group of people and they pulled out a crisp, clean $100 bill. And they said, I've got a shiny new $100 bill, crisp, clean, brand spanking new. Who wants it? Everybody was like, I want it, I want it. And she gave it to someone. And then she said, now, I got another one here. And she pulled it out and it was dirty looking, crinkly, you know, folded up. It had obviously been through the washer, abused. That dollar bill had a rough time. That $100 bill, rather, had a rough time. And she said, now, I've got another $100 bill here that's obviously been through the washer and it's had a really rough time. Nobody probably wants this one, right? Does anybody want it? And of course, people were like, yeah, I want it, I want it, I want it. And she used this analogy to say, look, no matter what you've gone through in your life, no matter your wrinkles, no matter how rough you look or feel, you're still valuable to God. That was her message. She was talking about our value to God. And I got thinking about this and I'm like, you know what? Regardless of what people believe, most people will agree that we should value other people, right? We should be kind to one another. And a lot of times, though, we base our kindness on what we see. And when I say that, what I mean is this. A lot of times we go, all right, I'm going to be kind if I think I can get something from that person. I'm going to be kind. And when I say kind, I mean like above and beyond kind. I'm going to place more value. That's a better word. Not kind, because we'll be kind to everybody maybe. But a lot of times we place more value on folks when we see someone who, like my buddy Grant Cardone. Great dude. Love that guy. He's actually a very solid dude. Great heart. He's also got like $600 million in real estate. He's a beast. But it's funny because I see people, you know, just jerking him off, right, in social media, right? They're kissing his ass. Why? Because he's Grant Cardone. Because look at him, man. He's got $500 million in real estate. This guy is a baller. He's got a G6, right? He's driving a Rolls Royce and a Range Rover. And he and his wife are a superpower couple. So people will kiss their ass because, why? Because that's somebody they can, you know, they could say, oh, man, look at, they're great. But then they'll see like a regular everyday person. And they'll treat them, you know, good, but they won't give them the same level of respect, love, excitement. And it makes you sometimes go, well, why not? I mean, they're not actually trying to get something from Grant Cardone. But isn't it interesting? Like, we see celebrities, we see stars in our industries, and we tend to, like, we put them on a pedestal because they're them. I know I do that, too. I do. But then like a regular everyday person who's not yet or maybe never will be societally considered like a superstar or a rock star, you know, top of the world, you know, awesome. They're not the David Lee Roth, you know, from in his Van Halen days. They're not the I don't know, whoever. They're not Ed Sheeran. They're not Adam Levine. They're not Blake Shelton. They're not a celebrity superstar or an industry superstar. Or a business mogul. So when they're not that, we're not as excited to see them, right? Look, I get starstruck. When I see celebrities, like, you know, I still get starstruck. And I met a couple great ones, and they're down to earth, and they're great folks, but I still get starstruck. I do. I'm owning that. But here's the purpose for me sharing this with you. That celebrity's value in this world as a human being is no different than the non-celebrity. The person whose net worth is $2 billion is still the same person as a person whose net worth is $0. They're both human beings, both worthy of respect and both worthy of love and kindness. See, the question is this: what do you attribute value to? See, because a lot of times we say we value people, but what we really mean is I value people if they're at a certain level, then I have a certain level of value to them. But shouldn't we attribute value to someone because they're a human? No, I'm not saying there aren't bad people who do bad things. That's different. That's different than assigning value to someone. What I'm trying to point out is someone is not less valuable as a human being because of their worth. And now, I think most of you get that, though. So that's not what this... what I really want to talk to you about, though, is you. Maybe in your life, you've had a few wrinkles. Maybe in your life, you've hit a few roadblocks. Maybe in your life, you've hit some hard times. Maybe in your life, you've had a rough road. And you think, I'm not worthy. Nobody wants me. I'm not valuable. Friend, can I tell you? You are worthy. You are loved and you are valuable. And that's all you need to believe. And that's the end of this episode. No matter where you're at in your business or your life, you're just one moment away. So remember, go out there and make your day and hopefully someone else's amazing.